We have, as I mentioned, our own panel of just over 1 million people. That's our own proprietary panel. There's no bots, no professional survey takers. So very, very high quality data. We know, and therefore you know exactly who you're talking to, that they're real people. When we need to recruit for our panel, we have a referral program. So for instance, when we need to beef up, let's say, a particular age group, we can send out a notification to those panelists and say, bring on a friend or family member, and they'll get compensated for doing that.
Whoa.
So it's organic growth, if you will.
We're back with another episode of Meta Unshackled. One of my favorite things to do, as you guys know, is grab people who are hanging around the conference that I think are interesting, bring them on the show, and introduce them to our audience. And so you get to know them as I get to know them. Sometimes it doesn't work out so well, but I think this is a good one. I actually talked to him for about 5 minutes before I brought him over here, and I think he's got a really interesting service that, you know, as it penetrates through, whether it's him or someone else, the cannabis industry is definitely going to shape and be involved in the cannabis industry. And I don't know if anybody else is doing this, but I haven't seen this in the cannabis industry. Okay. So we're glad to introduce you to our audience. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Mike Gasper. I've been in the marketing research space, consumer marketing research space, for most of my career, companies like Nielsen, Dynata, and more recently I've been focused on consumer surveys. And I work for a company called OneQ. We have our own proprietary panel of over 1 million consumers here in the U.S.
So, and that's 1 million consumers and cannabis consumers, or?
The cannabis consumers would be a subset of that 1 million
okay.
plus, but we can get at all sorts of audiences based upon your targeting criteria.
So probably about 10 to 20% of those 1 million consumers consume cannabis, then you just target them.
Correct.
So you guys are just starting the process of helping people understand what the consumer is thinking.
That's correct.
In a more scientific way.
Exactly. We work, for example, in a, what I'll call somewhat similar space in that alcoholic beverages, small craft breweries, all the way up to the big players like Constellation Brands and Diageo. And what we do is we help them out with attitudes, perceptions, and all kinds of brand research, naming, pack design, things like that. And I think it's particularly important in this space, especially as brands mature and you're looking to see how you can progress, gain distribution as an example, build awareness of your products.
So, you know, and brands obviously can be retailers, they can be vape pens, they can be edible, they can be
papers,
packaged
anything.
Flour.
Anything.
So what I was thinking with this, and immediately when I saw it, you know, I thought to myself, you know, a lot of these companies have their own data. They're collecting their own data because marketing and advertising is so difficult in this space. You know, when you can text and email and communicate
sure.
directly with your customer, it's just easier than trying to find new customers, you know, so you definitely want to take care of that. And so, but you want to help evolve with your customer.
Sure.
So you can grab a brand like, say, Stizzy, you know, Stizzy, who has a database of, you know, 400,000 Stizzy connoisseurs.
Right.
And then you can help Stizzy understand that cannabis customer more.
100%.
You create questionnaires.
Essentially, that we can create a custom panel for those consumers, if you will, and then they can access that whenever they want. Any type of research you just mentioned, ad testing, message testing, especially on social media, we do that all the time, which is very, very critical as a brand matures. And again, you're looking to grow your business.
Yeah, so you could, like Stizzy can reach out and say, what do you find, what do you like and not like about our vape pens?
100%. And you can do, as an example, we have...
Pre-rolls.
Right. That's funny. But yeah, we can help out anywhere along the product development process, if you will, innovation, whatever the case may be. And to your point, you find out what will resonate with consumers. what would they like before you invest too much money? You can ask open-end questions and just say, please elaborate as to, you know, why this would be a good idea or why you do or do not like this particular product. We have one question you can ask. It's called Enhanced Promoter Score. They'll rank your product from 1 to 10 in terms of would they recommend it to a friend or a colleague. And then you can look at that data. You'll get your promoters and your detractors for your brand. You can follow up with, in this case, I'd follow up with my detractors, see what we're doing wrong. You can do the same thing for your competition. Figure out what they're doing right, why they have promoters. Follow up accordingly.
Is anybody else doing this that you've seen? I know you guys are kind of new to the space, but...
I don't know of anyone else who's doing this. The capability exists, obviously, to design questionnaires and field them to consumers. I think very few are doing it in this space. And one critical component that we spoke about a few moments back is you can target geographically. We can draw a radius around, say, 30 miles of Los Angeles, California. And you could only survey our panelists who are within that radius. You can get right down to the zip code level, sample size permitting. Very custom, target any geography you want, essentially. And our clients, under the CPG umbrella, especially in the alcoholic beverage space, and as we're starting to work here in the cannabis space, very, very critical.
How do you get your, not your clients, I know you work with like Pepsi, Clorox, NFL, Home Depot, the big dogs out there, but how do you get your they're not clients, they're customer. What are the
panelists,
data points?
Our members.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do those come about?
We
if if you do not use the data of, say, yeah. I always love to use the Mint, the retail giant in five different states as an example, because they do such a good job and they're so transparent. Yeah. They're like, this is how we do business.
Right.
This is how it works. This is our SOPs. Good luck, because you're not going to do it yourself.
That's true.
I love that attitude. So I always give a shout out to the Mint with mad respect.
Okay.
It is what it is. So, and they have their own data and stuff. So I'm trying to figure out how it works. But go ahead.
There's two things we can do. We have, as I mentioned, our own panel of just over 1 million people. That's our own proprietary panel. There's no bots, no professional survey takers. So very, very high quality data. We know, and therefore you know exactly who you're talking to, that they're real people. When we need to recruit for our panel, we have a referral program. So for instance, when we need to beef up, let's say, a particular age group, we can send out a notification to those panelists and say, bring on a friend or family member, and they'll get compensated for doing that.
Whoa.
So it's organic growth, if you will, within
our panel.
Your panelists
get paid?
Our panelists get paid to answer every survey, and they get paid by every question that they answer, which is why they are part of the panel. So there's an incentive for them to participate.
And how much do you do they get for referring somebody?
That varies. It depends on whether it's a really difficult audience or a tricky or an easy audience. So that can range from $1 for everyone they bring in. We can pay them $20 for everyone they bring in when we're looking, again, to beef up the sample. But most of our panelists are super highly engaged, very loyal. And I should have mentioned, you can target any demo. So you only want to talk to 18 to 26-year-olds, you can do that. You want to talk to older people who are getting into cannabis on the boomer side of the equation, you can just send a survey to those boomers. And by the way, survey can be three quick questions, or you can work with our client service team. Let's say you're trying to launch a new product, you have a new innovation. We'll help you design a survey. It might be 20 questions in length.
So, you know, and I don't care about being transparent with this. I can help you develop a, you know, 200,000, 400,000 person, you know, database of really hardcore cannabis consumers, which, you know, I'd love for you to pay me for. That'd be great. we can work something out, but I can definitely help you guys do that. You know, rather than taking from your million, the 50,000, 100,000 that you guys have, you know, we have access to and reaches to a lot of different cannabis consumers out there. What I'm wondering is that, and this is more of a philosophical question,
sure,
or a broad question, the people that we touch are the hardcore.
Understood.
Okay.
Understood.
Then there's a whole nother level
right
that aren't hardcore, but that's the next market.
I was just going to say, then there's, that's your,
you know what I'm saying?
Those are your, frankly, again, under the consumer packaged goods umbrella, regardless of category, regardless of brand, everyone wants to talk to what one client of mine calls, I want to talk to my bench strength, the up and coming consumer that's
right
going to be with me for the next X number of years. And you're exactly right. They'll become hardcore, hopefully, over time.
But, of course, the hardcore ones have tremendous value as well, because you want to make sure you're servicing them.
100%. And they've got the most experience and probably the opinion that you would respect the most, frankly.
Before the prohibition ended, they used to call that the addicts. And now they're called the connoisseurs.
Yeah.
It's a strange reality. And the reality is they never should have been called addicts. Maybe I should be called an addict. When it comes to Diet Coke and coffee, I'm a coffee addict. But it's just characterization.
We can go out for cocktails later, and I'll you can judge me. But martinis are my thing.
Right. So you drink all the time. Are you an addict? I used to drink all the time. I realized that I was kind of an addict of alcohol, and I realized that because I used to judge cannabis consumers. Okay. I didn't understand that they were using it for therapeutical. Beneficial, responsible, in responsible manners. Yeah. That was me with my buddy daddy old school. But I learned about substance use. Wow. But instead of starting to use cannabis, I started to withdraw from the other substances that I abused, like Diet Coke and like alcohol. And then I picked up a coffee abuse habit.
That's a drug, man. Yeah, I'm a little into that myself these days.
I don't see why people understand that. Yeah. It's not a dangerous drug, but it's a drug.
By the way, you just reminded me, one other cool feature that a number of up-and-coming brands, I think, could leverage, you can actually recruit from our panel for qualitative research. Meaning, let's say you field a survey to a couple of hundred of our panelists, and you have an open-end question, and they're just very passionate, very articulate. You can reach out to those panelists and say, we'd like to pull you into a focus group, chat with you for an hour about your cannabis consumption or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You could even do an IDI, one-on-one interview, if you will, and you'll say, we'll pay you $25 for your time. Great way to get some qualitative research and just additional insights for whatever innovation, your brand, your ad campaign, whatever the case may be.
So there's business owners out there, say my buddy at Infuse, Jeff, he has Infuse in 6 different states, and he's got probably a couple hundred thousand people using Infused regularly across the country. He's like, well, I can do this myself. But I think there's a reason why he can't do it himself. Like Home Depot can't do it themselves.
Yeah.
He's got to do other things with his time. Well, you guys have a certain level of expertise.
You're spot on. And there's multiple reasons. The first one is you don't want bias research, because obviously if you're going to the people who are already part of your customer base, they know the survey's coming from you. That's going to influence how they respond.
Okay.
You're coming to us, it's unbiased research. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, you're leveraging our app to field the survey. We're all mobile, by the way, which everybody appreciates. No one wants to take surveys on a laptop. And you have, I showed you our platform, and I know your audience cannot see that.
But so you're going to have to call them.
But you would have all your results right here on the back end. I mean, this, I think I showed you, this is a survey that we launched. So you can see exactly, how frequently they purchase cannabis products. So these are people, and you could say, wow, I just want to follow up with the folks who do it once a week, see if we can get them to purchase more, see where they purchase it.
So what do you guys charge? I know you're just entering the cannabis space now. Yeah. So,
it's a very transparent business model, and it's very efficient. We pride ourselves on being fast, accurate, and affordable from a research perspective. So as an example, if one of your clients let's say a new brand just had a quick couple of questions about an ad campaign. 3 questions, you send it out to 200 people, it's $1 a response. And a response is simply number of questions times number of respondents times $1. So in this example, 3 questions, 200 respondents, $600. And that's all inclusive. There's no platform fee, no license fee. So it's super efficient, and it's a great way to do some quick logic checks, before you, again, invest or roll out a campaign or even name one of your new products. We do naming testing all the time, and I could see it being incredibly beneficial in this space.
And if you're a brand or retailer that belongs to the Mita USA network, you get a 20% discount.
There you go. Boom.
Right? You see how I worked that in? Yeah. I set him up, Eric.
Boom.
I said he had no idea what he was getting into.
We'll make that work.
We got him committed to a discount program already.
No, listen, in all sincerity, it's you're not that far off for a new client, new customer, first survey.
You hear that, Eric? I'm not that far off. You know what? I am never that far off. The longer I live, the closer I get.
He seems to be the all-knowing, all-seeing on a number of fronts, which I can appreciate. It's fantastic.
They call me Dr. No. this is fantastic. Yeah. I want to talk to you off camera about some organizations that I know and some ways to help you guys out. Go ahead.
I was going to say, keep this in mind. If you just for your own benefit, maybe it's something you could leverage or something you're intrigued by. If you have, we'll talk after, but if you have 5 questions, anything you're curious about, we'll send it out to several hundred people. I'll get you the results. I'll get you access, set you up with access to our platform. You can get firsthand experience, a little test drive, if you will.
And you have 1 million people.
Just over 1 million, yes. Yeah,
and they're all signed up with you.
Correct.
Can I sign up with you?
100%. You just have to download the app.
That's it.
It's easy. Yep. Easy.
Did you poll them about Trump yet?
Oh, you should. Wow. I thought the Bud Light controversy was a big deal. Remember that with Bud Light and their ad campaign? But
I forgot. Bud Light's a beer brand?
Yeah. Little one. Yeah, small beer brand. But that being said.
I don't know about the controversy. I'm not sure.
We won't get into that.
Bud Light's a brand?
Let's just say it was an advertising issue. But
I know Coors Light.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny. But
it's a joke, right?
I knew where you're headed.
Yeah. Okay.
But that being said, we're just getting into political polling full swing. So you check back with me. You'll see some very passionate responses and about how they feel about both candidates, by the way.
So we don't play
favorites.
Not that it matters too much, you know. Yeah. I mean, a lot of that stuff is kind of speculative, but you guys can definitely help with targeting and stuff.
Oh, 100%. To your point, since you brought up the presidential election, everybody knows what the swing states are.
Right.
Right. So you want to talk about Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona is another one. We can just survey people in those states for anyone. Again, I know that's not relevant to your audience, but we can do the same thing, as I told you, for cannabis. Very, very, very big competitive advantage of 1Q that we can target geographically, if you will, to any geography.
1Q. You see what we find here, Eric? 1Q.
That's easy.
They help make sense of a world that I'm never going to be able to make sense of.
No, I think you're selling yourself short. I can already tell. See that in-store research? Just so you know, very cool. We could actually send panelists, to your point about a radius, into a particular dispensary. They'll take photos while they're there and answer questions while they're there. Does the store look clean? What do you think about the selection? How's the pricing? And then give that feedback to the owner. So a lot of cool things we can do.
Yeah, and you guys work all 50 states?
Correct. A little bit in Canada, too, by the way. Oh, smaller panel, but we do a little bit in Canada as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. The cannabis consumer and the cannabis data points, and they're just coming to be understood.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know what vape pens were when I started in the cannabis industry in 2012. I don't think they were popular in cannabis until 2013.
Wow.
That's when, like, vape pens started. There was, like, nicotine vape pens and stuff, but it's grown and grown. And there's going to be modalities of cannabis consumption invented that haven't even been around.
Did you sit on that presentation, the seminar with Josh the other day? He owns the Rolling Paper.
Josh from Raw.
Yes. Oh, he's fantastic. Interesting.
No, he knows his way around here. He's from Phoenix.
Yeah.
Great. Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you. How do people get in touch with you?
MikeG@1Q.com. MikeG@1Q.com. That's it. Send me an email. I'd be glad to give anyone a platform demo, and we can launch a couple of test questions live.
And ask him for the Media USA discount.
100%.
We'll be back on Meet Unshackled.
Done. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
At Neurovine, we've developed a hydroponic nutrient dosing system called the Aurora. It's advanced, easy to use, and competitively priced. The Aurora can be used in both small and large-scale facilities and works great for recirculating and drain-to-waste systems. We've got clients saving 2 to 3 hours of labor every day and getting 15% increases in their yield. You can control the Aurora directly from your smartphone or computer so you can grow on vacation. Automation is the future of agriculture, and Neurovine is the future of automation.
Neurovine City, boy. Neurovine City.
Loving the system, man. Loving the system. Happy customer right here. This is a stand-up machine. This is something else.
When they're hungry, they eat. I don't have to come out here daily to look at my phone and make sure it's doing the right thing. I love it. having the level of precision from the peristaltic pumps, which can be down to the milliliter, is awesome. By having such resolution and precision, we can also push the envelope of growth, and that has really helped us.
I think the system is more modular than other products. It's also, I think, a better value in general. The software that you get in the cloud and the physical hardware, it's a really effective system.
Plants are growing huge. The system really gives it the full potential.
In this business, this takes the cake. I love everything about it. I mean, hands down, I love everything about it. The results are, above and beyond what I expect.
It's a pleasure to be working with you, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It.
Okay. It's a lot.